Project 613, Day 131. As the Jewish people prepared to enter the land of Israel, they were told that everyone is going to receive a plot of land with which they can plow, sow, harvest, and this is how they are going to make a living. With one exception, the tribe of Levi was not given any portion in the land. And God explains, because the tribe of Levi has been separated from the rest of the people to be God's representatives, to be God's servants. They are the ones to serve in the Holy Temple. They are the ones to teach Torah to the Jewish people. They are separate from the rest, and therefore they are not meant to be involved in regular day-to-day farming. They are meant to be the spiritual leaders and teachers of the people. How are they going to eat? Even rabbis, scholars, teachers, and priests serving in the Holy Temple need to eat. For this, God set up an entire system of taxes that the Jewish people must support the tribe of Levi. The past few days, we learned about the obligation to separate Truma, which is the 2% tax that is given to the Kohanim. The Kohanim also had many, many more gifts that were given to them from the people, which we will discuss later on. Today, we are going to discuss the mitzvah of separating Maaser, 10%, the first tithe that one must give from their produce to the Levite. After a Jew separated Bikurim and Truma to be given to the Kohen, 10% of the remainder of the produce needs to be separated and given to the Levi, to the Levim, any of the Levim in his area. This produce, even after it's separated and it's Maaser, does not become holy. But as long as a person did not separate this Maaser, this tithe, this 10%, and give it to the Levi, his produce is tevel. It is not kosher. You're not allowed to eat it because there are certain obligations that need to be met. Once you've separated this produce and given it to the Levi, to the Levite can use it for whatever he wants. It's not considered holy food. The Levite can eat it even in a state of ritual impurity. Anyone can join the Levite in eating it, not just his family, but he can make a big party, and everyone, even those that gave him the Maaser, the tithe, can come and enjoy the food as well. This is the obligation of separating 10% and giving it to the Levite. Thank you for watching. More tomorrow.